match.
Oh, welcome in, everybody. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show. Thank you. Happy Kwanzaa to everybody. Welcome into the big show tonight.
The big menorah. Here we go.
The lighting of the menorah. There we go.
Fantastic.
My spine. The same.
Oh, Corey, we made it to Kwanzaa, brother. Can you believe this?
I've been waiting all year.
Oh, this is so great to be here tonight.
All through thanks, Easter.
Welcome in, everybody. It's Corey and Joel with you on the Corey and Joel Radio Show. We are live on the internet in millions of countries around the world, so say hi to everybody out there. Oh, listen to them. They're so fired up for it, aren't they? Yes, they are.
Literally dozens of people around the globe are listening.
That's right.
To our program.
Yeah, we have a lot of people everywhere listening to us. Is it too loud over there? Is that what you're saying? It's distorted. We're distorted. Okay, hold on one second. How about that, Mr. Ruff? How's that? Is that better?
The magic of mic adjustment.
We're going to mellow out here. We're going to mellow out our voices. Does it sound good to everybody or not? Is it okay? We can go ahead? Okay. Thank you very much. We want you to sound good, Keith. That's what we're doing here. So let me explain a little bit of the theme of the evening. As you can tell, we mixed two of our favorite holidays, Corey and I.
Yes.
We really can't celebrate either of them because, you know, we have Hanukkah, which is the traditional Jewish holiday in December, and Kwanzaa, which we can't celebrate either because we're not Jewish nor black.
No.
But for tonight, Corey, of course, is playing the Jew.
Thank you. I am not a Jew, but I play one on TV.
Yes, and I'm playing the African-American as I'm Italian, and I think we're close somewhere down the line.
Sicily. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sicily, yes.
Me. Do you feel me on
so
Sicily?
I have, do you guys like this jacket? I went. Do you like this jacket? Do you like this?
Yeah.
See, it's a map of Africa. Do you like this? I spent 2 hours in Northland picking this out, people. I'm not kidding.
It was unbelievable. Two white guys in Northland Mall going through very Afrocentric clothing stores.
Run by Sikhs.
Yeah.
Which was another great moment there.
There were like Pakistani guys selling like hip-hop leather. It was the weirdest thing. Well, we did it for you.
We did it for you. We did it to give you a very special holiday show. Everyone will do a Christmas show.
Right.
You shake a tree and four Christmas shows fall out of it. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But here, where do you get a Kwanzaa and a Hanukkah celebration together?
Well, nowhere that's sane.
Yes, I know. This is pretty much a recipe for a fistfight is what we're saying, folks.
Absolutely.
And, so settle into your chair, turn up your iPod. If you're here at Club Bart Live with us, order up a drink.
For our live guests, we have dreidels on the table.
We do have dreidels.
As I like to call them, Jewish craps. So roll with that, if you will. Gelt, a little bit of the chocolatey gold deliciousness.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have one of our Jewish comedians explain why Jews enjoy gold coins for a Christmas for a holiday treat. That's their holiday treat, is eating gold coins.
I think it's
something symbolic there. I don't know.
Well, that's you saying it, not me, brother. That's
all right.
But so what we're going to do tonight, we've got about 8 comics for you tonight.
Absolutely.
Some of the very best comedians Detroit has to offer. Some of them African-American. Some of them Jews. Some of them we're really not sure.
Right.
So we're going to bring these guys out. Should we start? Should we get this going?
Let's get this thing
going. You guys ready for Kwanzaa party? Are you ready? Oh, you could do better than that. Come on, please.
Where is the Kwanzaa spirit tonight?
That's right, people. That's right.
Look,
see, this is like, you know, Seinfeld created his own dumb holiday with Festivus on that dumb
this
show.
This is our dumb holiday.
This is our dumb holiday.
You've heard of chocolate and peanut butter. This is like menthol and matzo. That's what this show is all about. So here it goes.
Yeah. I went to a Festivus party once. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
I went to a Festivus party. We ended up just smoking pot out of the vaporizer. It was a good time.
Oh, good. Well,
all right.
Excellent.
Anyway. So anyway, this is our Kwanzaa party. Get ready. We got some great comics. Should we bring up the first guy? You
Absolutely.
Ready over there?
Here
all right.
Come.
I'm going to introduce this first guy. He is a favorite at clubs all over Detroit, the Midwest. He's one of our favorites here at Club Bart. And I think we're pretty, it'll be obvious what team this guy's on as soon as he gets up here. So ladies and gentlemen, give it up for our good friend. It's Nate Fritzen, everybody. Nate Fritzen, come on up here. There's your music. Sorry. Soak it in, Nate. There you go.
Yeah, live the dream.
There it is.
Everyone see the tinsel? Do we have this fucking Jaime Aerosmith thing going on?
Yeah, a little bit.
Wonderful. Hey, how's everyone doing, huh? Good. Fantastic. Awesome. My name's Nate. I'm 24 years old. And I found the strangest part about growing up is seeing your dad display emotion.
Like, just the other day, I saw him cry, and there was this weird kind of role reversal, because now I was the one sitting by him saying, hey, quit being such a faggot. And I was kind of saving that for my kids. Yes. Do we have, I see people over there. Are you drinking? Are we drinking this evening? Yes, we're doing that. Good. Fantastic. I love to drink. I do. I'm starting to think I drink too much because I've gotten to the point where driving sober feels like cheating. Anybody else at that point yet? In my car, we don't call shotgun. We call airbags. That's what we do. I think my problem is that I have a grown man's tolerance with a teenager's drinking habits. Like, I still want to drink like I did when I was 16. Because when you're an adult, you have to apparently go out and do something when you drink. We have to, oh, we're going to go out dancing. We're going to go out and see a show. Then we're going to have a drink. Why can't drinking be the activity? Like, what was wrong with the room I was already in? Right? I mean, like, honestly, you're going to go out dancing? I would rather drink in my bed. That sounds much more fun to me. I think that's the way we should do it. Just figure out wherever you're going to be at the end of the night and drink there. You know, like the drive-thru at a fast food place or your bathroom floor or your ex-girlfriend's front lawn. Wherever you're going to be, it's about planning ahead. I'm not into anything weird sexually, in case you're wondering. I'm not. I'm not into any of that, like, weird stuff, like, you know, role-playing or S&M or saying I love you. That, ugh, creepy, right? Just makes your flesh crawl just thinking about it. Some guys are into auto-erotic asphyxiation, which if you don't know, that's where you have sex with a girl who weighs as much as a car. I'm not into that. No, actually, auto-erotic asphyxiation is where you like to get choked during sex. And I'm not into that because I have something kind of like that in my everyday life. I like to call it auto-platonic asphyxiation. And what that is you invite over a girl who you're interested in. And then when she gets there, you put a belt around your neck. And then you just kind of hang out. You watch a movie. You show her your high school yearbook. You have a really good talk. You know, she tells you how much she trusts you. And then she asks you for tips on how to get the guy she's actually interested in sleeping with. And then she leaves, and the best part, you already have the belt around your neck, so you don't forget to hang yourself, because being a girl's best friend sucks. Hey! All right. Actually, all of my... fantastic. Actually, all of my female friends are platonic because I have a girlfriend. I don't live with my girlfriend, and... And I think that I should, because we've been together for about 4 years. And when you've been with a woman, when you've been with your girlfriend for a while, I think, like, no matter what kind of relationship you're in, I think at some point you just have to approach your better half and say, listen, what we have together is so great. I'd really like to see if we can ruin it. Right, Adam? Yeah. Yes. I'm nervous about living with her, too, because my girlfriend found my porn recently. Yeah, that was my reaction. Yeah. Little silence, awkward laughter, eyes shifting around, more silence. That's what I did. She was, like, really pissed off about it, too. She was like, why do you have this? You don't need this. You have me. I should be enough. I don't know how to tell you this. You're not enough. I don't... Maybe when you grow a Siamese lesbian. Until that day, I might need to look at a picture or two. Because what you need to understand is that porn is not a substitute for a relationship, right? Like, the porn's not going to be my girlfriend. Porn's not going to hold me while we watch a shitty movie together that the porn picked out. And conversely, most girlfriends don't want to have a threesome in the same room as a goat. So you got to learn how to be a team player, girlfriend. You're driving, porn's riding sidecar. I changed that joke. It used to be different. It used to, the part where I say, have a threesome in the same room as a goat, that used to be a different line. As much as I still wish that was true, I used to say, most girlfriends don't want to dress up like a Nazi and have someone tape them while they have anal sex. I know. Very funny. But that made people uncomfortable. And honestly, I don't know why. I mean, I get it. My girlfriend's a nice person, and as an audience, you don't want bad things to happen to her. You know, whatever, most of you don't know her, but fine. For the sake of argument, we'll just say that's true. But I think it's specifically the word Nazi and the phrase anal sex. And here's what I don't get. If you think anal sex is wrong and you hate Nazis, you really shouldn't have a problem with that sentence. You should just think, well, those things are both evil. They go hand in hand. So if you're bothered by that, that means that you hate one of those things and love the other one. Like, here's how I imagine it going in your head if you're bothered by that sentence. Oh, man, don't make the Nazis have anal sex. I mean, sure, they did some bad stuff, but most of them were just following orders. Or, the other side, why do the Nazis get to have all the anal sex? I remember them doing some pretty evil things. Nazis should have only missionary-style sex. And dry. No lube for the Nazis. No lube. Thank you. Thank you, Corey. Oh, man. That's fun. So, yeah, in honor of the show, I'm a Jewish man. Are there Jews here tonight? Are there? Are there Jews? Any Hebes in the place to be? Up in this? Jews. The black people of white people. Absolutely. Yes. I am a Jew. When I was younger, I used to go to a Jewish summer camp. That was a good time. Can you imagine how difficult it must have been to get that first family to sign up? I can just see the parents talking to that director and them being like, okay, let me get this straight. It's a camp for Jews. And I just put my kids on the train and they go there. Yeah, group showers? I'm not falling for that twice, asshole, all right? If you're looking for me, I'll be in the attic. I always wanted to start a diary. That's my time. My name's Nate Fritzen. Good night.
Oh, there it is, everybody. Nate, sit down with us, Nate.
Over here.
Nate Fritzen. Pull that microphone right up to you there, brother.
Okay.
Nate Fritzen, how are you, my friend? You want to put those on? They're not, probably not going to do much for you, but you can put those on if you want.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nate. All right, brother.
Nate, that was horribly offensive, what you said about your girlfriend.
Oh, come on.
Just the Nazi part.
Oh, okay.
Not the anal.
That bothered you?
I'm all about the anal. That's good times.
You've got a fun DMC Jew thing
you
going
feel
on
that?
Tonight.
You like that?
Does he really? He has a hip-hop Jew?
Can anybody else see this?
Yeah.
Corey, well, he has those crazy glasses, the menorah glasses. Can everyone see those out there? Oh, my God.
Joel and I are always good to dress up for radio.
That's yes. Always you're very good at that.
Yeah, we have
we
no problem.
Like to put on costumes for the radio show. That's
exactly.
Always a good move.
But Nate Fritzen, you were talking about, your girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
We've met your, now your girlfriend's not a Jew. Am
My
I right about that?
My girlfriend's not a Jew, no.
Your girlfriend is a Gentile? Is that what
she
you
is,
would call
yeah.
them? Yeah.
What's with the shiksas?
I've actually, full disclosure here, I've never had sex with a Jew.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have you beat. I have had sex with several Jews.
Really?
Yes.
How was it?
Terrific.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Swallow?
I was born and raised on that shit.
Okay.
I was bred on that shit.
You were born fucking.
That's right. I came right out of the tube.
How did you end up this way?
I slapped in her. A big, fat, balding bastard. Is that what you're saying?
No, I will. Oh. You're wearing the hat. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, Corey's wearing the hat. And now, does being Jewish, does that give you any advantages in comedy? We always hear about,
Jews
run...
The conspiracy?
Yeah, they run Hollywood. They run comedy.
How's that working
kind
out
of
for
stuff.
You?
Yeah, because, like, to me, as being a fat Italian guy, you know, there's a couple Italian guys.
Well, you know, I'm...
Way, but not too many.
You know, I think you guys can both identify with this. I'm working on my second year here at Club Bart.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'm working on my ninth.
Yeah.
So, please.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a conspiracy. I might have the wrong phone number. Yeah. I don't know. What.
Really?
I don't think I have the hotline to the conspiracy.
Look,
if anybody here...
I'll go to Shul. I'll change my name to Rosenblum. Just somebody throw me a fucking ladder. Somebody in the entertainment industry help me out.
I honestly don't know about, I can't
don't know
speak
about
to any
anything.
Conspiracy. I'm
That's
sorry.
That's what they told you, just shut up when you get the question asked.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'll be emceeing at Chaplin soon.
Oh, we'll
that's
see, that's a big gig.
That
that's
me,
big timing.
If that indicates
Wait
any
a minute.
Conspiracy.
You mean you get to tell jokes for 5 minutes in a bowling alley? Is that what you're saying?
I've worked with the great Keith Ruff.
You'll have you really? Well, we'll meet Keith in a minute. But
did you know Joan Rivers started in a bowling alley as
did
well?
She?
Yes, absolutely. All the great.
All the greats.
Don Rickles. No, he's not a Jew.
Rickles is a Jew.
Is John Rickles a Jew?
Don Rickles.
Yeah, I think Don Rickles is a Jew.
Yeah, he's a Jew.
Who isn't a Jew in comedy? Us.
Corey and Joel.
The wacky Iraqi?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, those guys. Those guys might have it harder than us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Nate Fritzen, now what's the biggest comedy? Because you're a relative newcomer. You might be the lowest experienced comic on the bill tonight.
I'm a new face.
Yeah, you are a new face. So what's the biggest... What's the biggest gig you've done? What are you looking forward to? What's coming up for you in the future?
Oh, man. Biggest gig I've done.
Yeah.
Well,
clearly, Quantica is the biggest gig you've ever done.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this is it.
This is up there. This is,
really?
You know, I worked with the great Chili Chalice at the Holly Hotel.
Oh,
I don't know if you
there
had,
you go.
Crap, if you've worked with Chili Chalice at the Holiday
that
Hotel.
That was pretty great.
That's
biggest gig I've ever.
You have have no big gigs. Nothing you've accomplished.
I did the roast of Kenan King.
Oh, okay. Did you really? Wow, that's.
I can get you a booking at the Vegan Bomb Bar Mitzvah.
Can
you? If you'd like to work.
I've played a shul before. To
have
mixed
you
results.
Really?
Yeah. Have you really? What were the results?
Children running around, blocking the buffet table.
Really.
Let's see. Oh, someone any Jews here tonight got a bigger response than it did this evening.
Oh, okay, yeah, I would think so.
More Jews there.
Well, of the 10 million...
That's a great fake laugh, Joel.
I know, that's believe me, I got a lot of practice when I work with Corey every week, you know what I mean? But here's the point. I want to thank Nate Fritzen. Give it up for Nate for doing the show.
Thank you.
The great Kwanzaa holiday
thank
kicking it off
much.
For us, my friend. Continued success. Well, I'm sure we'll hear a lot from Nate. In the future, maybe future appearances on the show.
Kind of horror.
All right, we'll see. Absolutely. Nate Fritzen, everybody.
Fiddle cakes, give it up for him.
All right.
What did we learn? What did we learn there, Joel?
What did we learn? I'm not sure what we learned there. We learned that I need to adjust the levels of these mics. It sounds like shit.
Yeah, it does.
But aside from that, all right. Let's keep the show going. We just mentioned this man's name, and I gotta say, for myself personally. It's been a goal of mine to have this guy on the show for a long time, Corey, and I think you know that.
Yes.
I've worked with this man up and down the road, all over the Midwest, Detroit. We played the Meadowbrook Music Festival together about a summer ago.
Yes, absolutely.
And this guy has been everywhere and seen everything. He's one of my personal favorite comedians. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for my very good friend. It's Keith Ruff, everybody. What was that?
Let's get this Kwanzaa started. Let's get this Kwanzaa in here. Let's get this Kwanzaa started. Come on, everybody.
You want some more music?
Hands.
Get some Kwanzaa music going.
Let's
Come
get
on.
This Kwanzaa started. Everybody.
Do you want to
poker, I like poker. Okay, all right. Maybe not.
I gotta check.
How's everybody doing tonight? Wow. What an intimate crowd, man. That's another term for shitty turnout.
Oh, come on.
No, man, we are popping in here, man. 25 deep, man. There's nothing like this. I wouldn't pass this up for nothing, baby. It's nice. Hey, it's nice being here with my two favorite fellas here, man. You guys look like a bad version of Jewish Blues Brothers.
We'll take it. Yeah.
The Benjki is here. It's great to be here. My name is Keith Ruff, man. I'm a Michigander to the bone. I'm a Detroiter all the way. I let people know that wherever I'm at. New York, L.A., Chicago. I say, hey, it's great to be here. I'm from Detroit. And they run out the damn room. That's what they do, man. It's great to be back home. I've been working all over the place lately, man. Picked up my first Arizona gig. You ever been to Arizona? Hot. Nobody warned me. See, I didn't know in the middle of June in Tempe, Arizona, the temperature sometimes can get as high as 115,000 damn degrees. By the second day, I was black on the inside. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, when people come here, we're nice. In Michigan, when they call us in advance and say, hey, Keith, I want to come there in December. What's the weather like? What do we tell them? It's a little cool. Bring a jacket. That's what we do, right? It's a little cool. Bring a jacket. Down there, no one ever said once, Keith, it's a little warm. Bring an air conditioner. It's not going to happen, man. And when you mention the word hot down there, what do they combat it with? It's dry heat.
You know something is dry heat? We got dry heat down here.
I found out what dry heat means. That means when they find your damn body, there will be no precipitation on it. You'll just be dead and dry is what that is, man. So we made it to 2007. We come a long way, man, out of that last decade, man. A lot of crazy stuff was going on. We had the Gulf War, the 9/11. I tell you, the biggest thing that freaked me out was that big blackout we had. Y'all remember the blackout?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And see, they make fun of us, but they say some goofball down in Ohio screwed the grid up for two countries. Leave it up to a Buckeye. A Michigander would have never made that mistake. We just would have fucked up Ohio. I would have loved to have seen the look on his face when he went, oops. Because we would have never did anything like that. Are you guys with me tonight? Some of these jokes are time delayed, but that's a big time zone right there. What's the time zone you guys at over here? You guys look tired, like you want to just drink and do something else, huh? This couple here is trying to make out at the bar. Get a hotel, will ya? They're not even paying attention to me. It's a nice love. I haven't been to Club Bart, is it? I haven't been here in a couple years, man. You know.
Have you missed it?
They remodeled the place. They've added an extra light bulb. They got good food here, though. I can't eat anything after 7 o'clock. I'm on a diet, and I just lost 10 pounds. I feel real good about that. Thank you very much. 10 pounds. Thank you. 10 pounds since June. You don't laugh at my jokes, but you laugh at my weight loss gain. Well, that's not too bad. What else can I ask for, you know? Who's married in the crowd tonight? Let me hear it. Clap your hands. Married folks? Crystal P is clapping her hands. Everybody else is pretty much just swingers. That's it, huh? Well, don't feel bad. I'm not married either. I'm not single either. I guess y'all wonder, what the hell are you, fat boy? As my significant other puts it, I'm involved. Yeah, it's like purgatory for single men is what that is. When you're in public and people ask you, are you married, what do you tell them? I just tell them I'm single. No, you're not. You're involved. Say it with me. Yeah, but she's been bugging me about that wedding thing lately, you know? She always want to talk about it like when I'm vulnerable, like when Monday Night Football is on. Turn the game off. I want to talk to you about us. I've been good to you, right? Shake your head. No, up and down. I'm ready. You know what this means. I'm ready to walk down an aisle with you. Okay. We'll go to Meijer tomorrow. How about that? I fly a lot. Entertainers, most of us comics in here, we do fly a lot. You know, I don't like flying, especially Northwest. You ever flew Northwest? What a spooky airlines that is. They have dents in their airplanes. Y'all not hearing me. How in the hell you get a dent in the airplane? I didn't think it could get any worse than flying. Y'all done Greyhound lately? What a ride from hell that has become. And I found out something. If it wasn't for Greyhound, crazy people wouldn't have a way around this damn country. And I always wind up sitting next to him. You want some chicken? No, but shouldn't you be driving the bus? Get your ass up there, man. Come on in, guys. We're just getting started here. It's Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all ethnic night here. You know, we don't care. Whatever ethnic you are, just shout it out. Everybody at once, just shout out what the hell you are.
Whole lot.
Well, that was pretty much at once. Thanks very much, sir. Unfortunately, we're not celebrating Polish Day here tonight, so you have to leave. No. No, I'm just joking. Happy Polish Day to you. Hey, my name's Keith Ruff. I'm going to sit down and talk to the guys now.
Right. Keith Ruff, everybody. Keith. Come and sit down. Come on. Get over here. Keith Ruff, my good friend.
Being a comedian is much harder than it looks. I mean, really, people look at me and they laugh.
They certainly do. That was a little tape. Don't worry about that. How you doing, brother?
Hey, you got all kinds of gadgets up
here. We got all kinds of crazy equipment up here for you, Keith.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, man.
No problem, man. I mean, we've been trying to have you on the show. You know, you and I do all these shows together. We always go, like, we'll be great guests because all kinds of weird shit happens at our shows.
Right,
like,
right. You know, you've been trying for a whole year to get me on the show, man.
Exactly, I know. So, but Keith and I, about a year ago, did one of the most unique comedy gigs I think anyone will ever do. On New Year's Eve, we played at a swingers party on New Year's Eve last year.
Right.
Tell everybody about that. What did you think of that?
Yeah, we were the only ones there, and we were butt naked. No, I'm just... Look at the audience. Really?
Yes.
Tell us about that, Keith.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done a lot of weird stuff, man. 20 years in the business, man.
Right.
A lot of crazy stories, a lot of wild gigs, you know. Probably the wildest thing that ever happened to me. I was doing a gig in Rochester, New York, man, and at the Comics Cafe. You're familiar with
that,
right?
Yeah.
And it was during the time when all the biker guys was making their trip down to Arizona. There's like 4,000 of these guys, right? And they come to the comedy club. And the one big biker dude sitting up front with his babe, and she was loaded. She was like really busty with the leather thing on and stuff. So I'm telling him how much I admire bikers, but I'm afraid to ride. So she takes me out and rides me around the parking lot. She goes, hold on tight. And I'm like, yeah. So she takes me for a spin. Now, her husband, the leader of the group, it's like 1,200 of these guys out there.
Yeah.
When I get off the bike, he goes, no, I want to talk to you. I say, yeah, what's up, big guy? He goes, at any point when my babe was riding you around the parking lot, did you happen to touch her breast? And I'm like, oh, man, I know where he's going with this. Now I'm going to get the big beat down.
Right.
I said, dude, I wouldn't disrespect your lady like that, man. I did not touch her breast. He goes, you better be kidding me. As big as her breast is, you didn't go for some titty. You're a queer comic or something or what? I said, don't tease me like that, man. Don't bust me up like that.
So
man.
You didn't touch him then?
No, I didn't.
No, yeah, I can understand.
I was outnumbered.
You want to call by his name? That's strictly for fags.
That's not gay at all. Don't play that for Keith. That's not gay at all. Keith's just there. He's you're in a relationship, but you're not married. Now, how long have you been in the relationship?
Well, you know, there's women in the audience, and I don't really want to say how long I've been in a relationship without marriage.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson.
Really?
You never, you know.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say I just met her like a week ago.
Keeps it fresh that way, isn't it?
That's right.
It's like hitting her for the first time. It's like doing it for the first time.
And by week, you mean 17
years. Yeah, I know.
You talk much?
I don't know. Oh, man. But, Keith, what's coming up for you comedy-wise, man? Where are you going to be?
Comedy-wise, well, you know, December, I don't work clubs. I do a lot of corporate stuff.
Yeah.
Starting 2008. Locally, I'm doing the usuals, man. Am I at liberty to say?
Or, yeah, go ahead. Plug whatever you want.
We're not contracted or nothing like that.
No,
I got Joey's Comedy Club coming up. Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Hell, the Wendy's across the street want me to do something. You know, I'm a comic.
You get jokes and frosties from me.
Right.
Yes.
Whatever it takes.
I was told that you and I are booked on a show. I don't want to get too deep into this. That I'm supposed to be booked on a show with you and a Father Guido Sarducci imitator. Did you hear about it? Do you know the gig? Do you know the gig we're talking about?
No.
It's like me, you, and a Father Guido Sarducci imitator.
Are you kidding me?
A guy called me. He goes, I got Keith Ruff lined up. I need you. And then I've got this other guy. He's great. He does Father Guido Sarducci.
Well, you know, I got so many contracts and itineraries. I don't look at everything in advance.
Right. Well, he told me that. And I'm like, how do you know it's not the real Father Guido Sarducci?
Well, that ought to be fun, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But like, how bad of an act do you have to be impersonating
Father Guido Sarducci?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do our younger fans know who Guido Sarducci is? He's a guy who pretends he's Italian. So,
you know what this setup
is? Well, he's Italian. He pretends he's a priest.
That's an amazing booking.
Yeah, isn't it?
You're the chocolatey center between two big Guidos.
Yeah. A large African American.
Yes.
A Paisano and Father Guido Sarducci.
Yeah, but I think he's middling and you're following him.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I'm opening and he's middling and then you.
The father's going to open for me, huh?
Exactly. So,
God bless him.
You guys can catch me and Keith at that gig. Give it up one more time for Keith Ruff, everybody.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for coming out, Keith. Happy Kwanzaa.
Fellas.
Good to you
lot,
and
man.
Yours. Keith Ruff, everybody. There
Comedy
he
is Ruff.
Comedy is Ruff with Keith Ruff. That's what we like to say. That's what he likes to say. Wow. Yeah, he's all over. Keith will play any place. You got money, he shows up. He's
absolutely.
He's a real pro like
well,
that.
Well, tonight we don't have money, but we do have gelt.
We do have gelt. We do have... all right, everybody. You having fun so far? Are you enjoying the show, everybody? All right. We're going to keep this going for you right now. We're going to bring up the man who not only introduced us, he also coined the phrase, Kwanzaa. He's a very good friend, a hilarious comedian. Give it up for Ben Constantine.
Thank you, thank you. That's been my intro song for years, actually. Thanks, guys, thanks. It's good that they're starting to play at a club bar, actually. They stole it from me. So you can't, don't be using it anymore, Nate. It's my shit. How you guys doing? What the hell? Did I wake him up or something? How you doing? You guys know that you didn't... What? You didn't know it was Kwanzaa? Hey, I'm pretty excited to be here, not just because of the high holiday, but also I'm excited anyway because I got a new computer, which is cool because that means I could date. But it's not exactly like how it sounds. Like, okay, like I did like the internet dating thing. Anyone else? Okay, just me, all right? You guys? Am I the only one who did the internet dating? Just me? Like the guy from eHarmony.com, the gray hair, is pointing to me. You could meet Ben Constantine. Okay, two people. Anyway, so like this woman contacts me, two people, and she like sends me a picture of she sends me a picture of herself, okay? This woman sends me a picture of herself, and it was really tightly cropped, okay? It was just a fucking eye, okay? It's just an eye. So I'm like, you know what? I'll meet her. She's got a nice eye. Okay, so like I go to Big Boy to meet her, you know, and then thanks, Mitch. And then the rest of the picture shows up, okay? It wasn't as good as the eye. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like a schmuck or anything. Half the audience knows what that word means. And but you know, like, whatever. Like, you don't like me, what you see is what you get. I'm not going to cheat and just show a picture of, like, my favorite body part. You know, I'm not going to go into Photoshop and give myself Shaquille O'Neal's championship rings or his cock. It's Kwanzaa. You got to make a Shaquille O'Neal's cock reference, right? Don't you?
Beat me to it.
I figured. Thanks. So I was dating this girl, and like not the one with the eye, a different girl, and like, you know, not that I'm old, except like there you could see the difference between our age, because we get into an argument, and it would be like a text message argument, and she'd be like yelling at me at a text message, and you know I couldn't respond quick enough. She'd be like, you know, you're not responding to my needs. I'm like, it's because I can't find a fucking pee. It's not that I didn't want to. You know, you never get like the symbols, the laugh, you know, LOL, like the what do you call those? The little... The
emoticons?
Yeah, those. And like, I didn't know what they mean. Like, what is LBF? I'm like, LBF, like lesbian, Brazilian, feminist. Like, what does that mean? I don't know. LBF. Oh, let's be friends. I find out let's be friends. So that's my text message bit. You guys like sports? Yeah, you guys like sports besides Corey and Joel and the guy in the corner that's awake. So, like, I'm a big sports fan, but, like, sometimes the names are screwed up, okay? Detroit Pistons make sense because it's a Motor City, all right? There's a correlation, Detroit Pistons, right?
Well, that was the Star of David fell on you. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means either. I haven't been christened.
You can leave it there. You hand it to me.
Oh, thanks. All right. All of a sudden, I'm a prop comic. Look.
There you go.
What does this mean? I don't know.
I don't know.
Thank you, though. Thanks. That's good. I'm not a carrot top comic. Anyway, I'm a big NBA fan. You guys NBA fans? Come on, Jeremy. I know you are just from the JCC. For Christ's sake. They got a team in the NBA called the Utah Jazz. All right? Okay, I never, like, spent a lot of time in Utah. I never lived there. It seems like the Jazz in Utah would suck. All right? Like, I have nothing against Mormons. Thanks, Corey. Nothing against Mormons, but that's not who I have in the cover of my Jazz albums. You know, some blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy with 20 wives. Okay, like, Jazz to Mormons would be like hip-hop to the Amish. You know what I mean? MC Jebediah, like, Mixed Master Ezekiel. I don't know how I lost it. It's so the Star David Falls, and there goes the
it's
whole
right. You're
fucking
doing good.
Show.
You're doing fine.
Thanks, it's all right. I feel like I'm in a Christmas party or something. But the Jazz to Mormons, okay, they don't... It's not giving credit to who invented... Jazz is invented by black people. Jazz is invented by black people. They don't even have black people in Utah. That's not true. They got five. Then they don't play jazz. They play basketball for the Utah Jazz. Joel actually helped me with that bit.
You're welcome. Yes.
I worked that out here, actually. That's just like the Lions. There's no fucking Lions in Detroit. There's no Lions in Detroit. There's two. There's one at the zoo. It's got emphysema. There's another living in the basement of a crack house. Thank you, two people. Sometimes people get pissed at me. People get pissed for talking about the Lions. You guys Lions fans? All right, that's the reaction I get at the game. Half grown, two people cheering, they think they're the Tigers game. Okay, I'm like, what's the worst thing that could happen if I talk about the Lions? Think about it. Okay, I'm 5'9 and a half, 160 pounds. What's the worst thing? One of the actual Lions players in the crowd is going to get so pissed off at me, they're going to rush the stage and try to tackle me? You know what? I got a solution for that. That's like a great joke. What the fuck? Are they drunk or something?
No.
Come on, Jesus.
You said you could take him.
All right, well, I got one more thing. Am I okay for time?
Absolutely fine, Ben.
It's like there's a football team called the Redskins. Have you guys ever heard of them?
Tell us more, Ben.
Okay, that's really racist. If you think about a football team called the Redskins, that's not a football team, and it's an ethnic group. Imagine if it was any other group you gave a team name like that, Mitch, you know, like, or religion, okay? Like, I'm Jewish, as some of you guys know, okay? Like, I don't want to turn the TV on one day. Today, the Miami Dolphins take on the Brooklyn Hebes. The Brooklyn Hebes would still beat the Lions, though. Which technically means that the Lions would lose to a team consisting of their own players' agents. Well, what would that be like if there was a team called the Brooklyn Hebes? Would they have like a helmet with a yarmulke decal on the top? The fans would do the wave like this. Thank you. All right. Thanks. I am enjoying Kwanzaa. Yeah. Thanks. One more thing real quick. You know, I used to have, it's great doing comedy, you know. And I used to have a job. And, like, they, you know, as many of us Michiganders, you know, I got laid off. So I'm like, well, what the hell? Why? Well, what's the deal? Was it, like, performance related? Or are you just a prick, you know? And they're like, oh, we call it job termination. That's like a bullshit expression, job termination. Job termination was like my job walking down a street and a sniper was in a window and picked it off. And then 20 years later, Oliver Stone made a movie about it. It's like a bullshit word. You know what I mean, Mitch? Like, when I was a kid, I couldn't see as well out of one eye. They call it lazy eye. My eye's not lazy. My eye wants to work. My eye's not like at home watching Oprah, eating Cheetos, waiting to go online to meet somebody else's eye. Thank you. That's what I call a callback. Thank you. You guys have been a great crowd. Thank you.
Give it up for Ben.
Ben Constantine.
Sit down with us, Ben.
Thanks,
boys. Ben Constantine.
It's my favorite Quantico of all.
Yeah, pull that mic right close to your brother.
You, thanks, what Grammy Hall would call a real Jew.
Yeah.
Where was that? A real person?
That was from Annie Hall is what that was.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, it's
from
good.
Grammy Hall, right?
Yeah, that was right.
That's
that was
my insane grandmother, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Ben, it's great to have you. Ben, of course, I mentioned this, but Ben... I told Ben we wanted black and Jewish comedians, and you came up with the name Kwanzaa. You actually invented that name.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
You gave it to us.
You guys were wondering, we're copywriting it, so.
Yes.
You know, I have a few lawyer friends.
Yeah,
so
Ben will be suing
that
us later.
That is a shocking development.
We're going to work together.
You having lawyer friends.
Yeah, it would be shocking.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, but Ben is
only,
a guy.
Only like 60% of the
people
I
know. But Ben is a guy that I met. I think you were doing comedy even before me and Corey were. You
it's been
years
a while.
Ago.
Since the 90s.
Yeah, in the 90s. And Ben, I know that you. It is true that you got laid off recently. I did. But you've rededicated yourself to stand-up comedy, and it's been going well, is what I've
thanks,
heard.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Is that
sure.
true?
Oh, I don't know. I get about 30% laughs per...
No. Fuck kidding. This. I'm
no,
talking
no,
about
no,
the
I'm
real
joking.
Work. I'm talking
yeah,
about...
Go ahead, it's yeah, going pretty
but you've
well.
Been playing all over now, haven't
it's
you?
It's going pretty well. I did an Israeli restaurant last Sunday. That went pretty well.
How does
that...
What,
no, really,
what goes on in the Israeli restaurant?
Huh?
What goes on there?
There's like some fighting, some arguing. Oh,
they you know, throw rocks at you?
We noshed a little bit. You know, there are a few jokes. Jeff Dwoskin and I teamed up, actually. That went pretty well. It was good. It was, you know, it was pretty fun. There was a bunch of five-year-olds. It's the first time, you know, you can only say fuck in front of five-year-olds like seven or eight times.
Oh, really?
Do they have a bar there?
They have a bar. There's a lot of Manischewitz.
Can you order a car bomb?
That's coming from the other side, brother. Shit.
What? Go, yo! That you boo!
Israeli yes.
We've been doing Jew and black material for an hour
that's
and a
right.
half.
I'm wearing a goddamn do-rag, and I can't get booed.
The man's wearing an Africa jacket from Northland Mall.
With the tag still on it as well.
Nah, so. Jews don't car bomb. They just go in with tanks and wipe out
go.
The fucking car bomb.
All right. Okay. The rock slide, the
let's not get political,
slingshot.
Though. Well, we could.
So what's going on with the ladies, Ben? I heard
not
from
so
a guy.
Much.
No. That's wrong. I heard from a guy. This is what I heard from somebody. Tell me this is true or not.
You heard from a guy that he was doing Ben, and it was wonderful.
No. I heard from a guy.
It was unbelievable.
He was a
Ben,
nice guy.
Ben was dating a real hot chick.
I was.
But that the mother was always around. Is that true or not? That's what I heard from
grandmother.
Somebody. The grandmother was always around. Is that what it was?
We got along really well. Actually,
yeah. Is that true?
Her nana was there at
all
times.
She was. No,
really?
It wasn't a problem. Actually,
really?
The problem was I got along a little better with the nana than the
did you really
girl.
So it's over
no, no, no,
or was it her booby?
No, it was a good relationship. We're still friends. Didn't really work out, but it was a good life experience. I don't want to make any jokes.
No, you can make jokes about her, please. It's all right.
No.
It's a comedy show. It's okay.
I know. No, I.
Come on.
I'd rather. I don't.
You should hear the things I say about my ex every week.
No, it's lush and horror, as Corey knows.
Let's get to
and Mitch.
Let's get into a rich vein of comedy.
I was dating a very hot girl, but ladies, I'm single again.
He's single, girls. Single.
Yeah, it worked out for a while, but then not so much.
Now, Ben and I actually grew up about a mile away from each other.
True.
If that.
True. That's how Corey learned how to pick out the...
That's right.
I have to pick out the glasses. Those are... he's got menorah glasses.
That's not even a real... That's like a hat that costs like 50 cents at Party City, though. That's not even... That's like a party hat.
This is a prop hat.
Those are octofocals, we call those.
Yes. Now, Ben and I grew up
country.
Kind of in the same neighborhood, so I grew up around a lot
of Jews.
True,
man. True.
A lot of my good friends
I grew up around a lot of black people, actually.
Yeah. Did you really?
But it's really weird. Across the mile road... Ben lives south of 10 Mile Road.
Man.
I live north of 10 Mile
Road. Southside, as we call it.
Different worlds.
Yeah.
I actually went to, I had a ceramics class with the Eminem's, one of his producers. I'm serious. I'm totally serious.
Wow.
There was also, if we're dropping musical names.
Yeah.
The Funky Bass Team, as I mentioned, and the Was Not Was.
Oh, okay. You knew those guys? Don Was.
They're Jews.
Okay.
More Jews.
All right. Well, Ben, any special holiday greetings you want to send out? We're people listening all over the world tonight, so.
We're listening all over the world. Are you listening at Club Bart?
Not really, but everywhere else they are, so.
No, I just want to tell you guys thanks for having me, and I hope you guys had a good time.
You are one of our favorite comedians.
Yeah, Ben, you are one of our favorite comedians.
Right,
you're a good guy, and we are proud to have you on the show.
You guys moved up a notch, too. Joel's like a black pirate, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, it's pretty good.
It's an odd look. I don't know, but.
Yeah, it's working, man, actually.
Well, Ben Constein, thank you very
Lachaim.
Much. Happy
Lachaim.
Kwanzaa
Thanks,
to you, my friend. Give it up for Ben. You're going to play him out with the same racist, horrible music. There you go. Ben Constein!
Hey. Get some energy in this room. Come on.
All right, people, more comedy coming for you. More comedy. Coming up next to this comedy stage is a guy that... Boy, this guy is another one of the young guns of comedy, as I like to call him here.
Continuing our theme of Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Let's bring him up.
He's been playing all over town. He's one of the favorites here at Club Bart's Comedy Night. So let's welcome him to the stage right now. Give it up for Matt McClary, you guys. Matt. There you go, Matt. That's...
All right. I was curious about what the intro was going to be.
Is that good? Is that a
yeah? It's fair enough. It's like Kamala's secondary theme. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, how you guys doing tonight? Oh, thank you guys so much for coming out. Are you guys having a good time? Yeah, I'm doing really well. Yesterday, I took my dad out. Yeah, one punch. Old man never saw it coming. Happy birthday. So, you guys are all from the area, right? That sounds very enthusiastic. Yeah. Shit. I flew out east recently to do some shows, and I remember taking the flight back. It was really bumpy and scary, and I thought we were going to crash, but we landed safely at Metro Airport, and I think I'm the first person who's ever said, thought, or even considered the phrase, "Thank God I'm in Detroit." When I was out east, people were like, "What's it like living in Michigan?" And I didn't know what to say because this is America. We're all the same. I'm like, "It's just like here, except without all the paved roads and jobs." Yeah, it's like when you give somebody directions, do you ever use the phrase, "Yeah, follow the orange barrels until you get to the abandoned factory"? That's living in Michigan. It's a goddamn bad Bruce Springsteen song. Ah, what can I say? Michigan has the highest rate of unemployment in the country and the highest rate of obesity. I think the picture on the state seal, there should just be a guy from Mexico with his arm around a robot giving a fat dude the finger. Hey, man, we love your old job. Yeah, I've been doing comedy now for about 3 years. I've done 100-some shows. I've made 100-some dollars. So I need a day job. The thing I hate about applying for shitty jobs, anybody ever have a shitty job, like anything? Yeah, something that involves a blue vest and a name tag, that kind of. Yeah, the thing I hate about jobs like that is no matter how shitty they are, whenever you go on the interview, you're expected to act like you really want it. You always walk in there like, yeah, I'm a hardworking, highly motivated, upwardly mobile, success-oriented individual. And that's exactly why I want to work here at Dollar Tree. But I had this interview one time where the manager sat me down, looked at my application, put it down on the desk, looked me in the eye and said, Matt, tell me, why do you really want to be a member of the Outback Steakhouse family? And I'm like, yeah, why do I want to be a member of the... What am I going to say to this guy? It's my dream. Yeah, ever since I was a little boy, it's been my lifelong dream to work at a chain restaurant with a half-ass Australian theme. Now, you want to know why I want to work here? I didn't fucking finish college, okay? Just give me a bloomin' onion. I will do your bidding. Awesome. All right. I went to college, though. They say that college is the best years of your life, but whoever said that never went to community college. College is full of single women, community college, single mothers, wearing Looney Tunes t-shirts, dragging around wheelie bags filled with failure and defeat and 2 to 3 illegitimate kids, and one falls out on the way, and then there's middle-aged guys with Bob Seger haircuts and molester mustaches, fadedly acid-washed jeans, old white Nikes with Velcro straps. Yeah, you know the type of guys I'm talking about. They're in all of our families. They illegitimately fathered some of our cousins back in the 80s when their Trans Am was brand new. Yeah, because apparently you need an associate's degree to operate a table at a gun and knife show in Taylor. Or it just looks really good on your wall next to the GED and the Billy Big Mouth talking bass that you bought at Meijer. I was at Meijer the other day looking for a part-time job because my comedy career is really starting to take off. And they had this aisle that was nothing but scented candles. You ladies, you like the scented candles, right? Yeah, because they smell like food. They have, like, fresh baked cookies, cotton candy, spare ribs. People don't actually buy these to make their house smell nice. They just hide them around the house to play a prank on the fat person in their family. Have him running around like a crazed bloodhound, going on a wild goose chase for a cake that doesn't exist. Everybody else is just like, yeah, fuck it. He needs the exercise. That's not so much a joke idea I had, just something that happened to me. And you guys are looking at me, you're thinking, you know, you're not that fat of a guy, and I'm not that, you know, overweight by Michigan standards, but... Yeah, when I take my shirt off, it looks like someone dropped a wad of pizza dough on the floor of a barber shop. Yeah, you know it's bad when you start getting that ridge that you can tuck pens and stuff underneath? Yeah, it's kind of like having a built-in fanny pack. So I'm trying to work out. I joined a gym, and that's okay, but the thing I don't like about the gym is the membership fee was $150. Now, the only reason a guy wants to get in great shape and have six-pack abs is so he can look good for women or other men and have sex with them, right? Yeah, but for $150... you can have sex. If you're in the right neighborhood, 7 or 8 times. Granted, you might be wearing a Looney Tunes t-shirt and dragging around a wheelie bag, but hey... I've been losing a little weight lately, too, and, you know, people who know me have been complimenting me on it, like women who say, Matt, have you lost weight? What's your secret? Diet? No. Exercise? No. Crohn's disease? Yes. It's funny, too, because the thing is, you know, the compliments are nice, but that doesn't really, you know, I like food, you know, it's like a nice compliment from a woman, I'd rather have a donut. Because at least I can fuck the donut. All right, it's a new one. All right, before I get out of here, I was watching TV recently. I saw Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie on TV. Actually, I thought it was Nicole. It was just Paris holding a chihuahua. There's a question to the men in the audience. Are we really into that emaciated, condom pulled over a xylophone look on a woman? Here's my impersonation of me making out with Nicole Richie. Hey, I bought the dinner you puked up. For the radio listeners, that was me making it look like the mic stand was going down on me.
No,
no, fuck you. That, man. We like women with curves, not edges, you know? I want a girl who's built like a snowman. Yeah, I want a girl who's thick. Got a body like, well, like a midget. Yeah, just slightly taller and without the creepy hands and face. Slightly taller, but still short enough to get handicapped parking. Yeah, I don't want to make that sound like I'm into, like, really heavy women, though. So I was at this club the other night, and there was this woman there. She was wearing a T-shirt that said, "This is what a real woman looks like." She weighed, like, 400 pounds. Her ass looked like a pair of Glad bags. She was getting everybody's face, too. She's all, "This is what a real woman looks like." No, that's what type 2 diabetes looks like. I think you can be a real woman and still have both your feet. All right, thank you, everybody. That's my time.
Oh, yeah, Matt. Thank you, brother. Sit down with us, Matt. Matt McClary, there he is.
All things considered, not too bad.
Considering you work through the phone, which is a common occurrence here at Club Bart, you'll be on stage, someone will call up, and you actually got to go through it. You did it like a pro.
Yeah, absolutely.
You worked your way through it, Matt.
Give it up for Matt one more time, everybody. Come on.
Matt. Now, we got to say to Matt, you're probably looking at Matt going, where does he fit into the Kwanzaa theme? And the answer is what?
Nowhere.
I know. Matt's a guy we had booked for the show before we had a theme, and then we said, well, we'll come up with this theme, and then we'll just throw Matt on, and you can pick a side.
Tonight's a multicultural event about bridging the gap between disparate cultures, and we want to throw a hillbilly on top of it. So thank you for being...
A hillbilly from Dearborn?
Yes.
An Irish hillbilly? What the...
All right. I don't know why he called you a hillbilly.
I'm the cop.
Exactly.
He looks like... Corey right now looks like a Nazi propaganda cartoon.
Wow, when you would decide,
I'm coming for your gold!
Yeah, you should just have a bag of money and some candy trying to lure some Jewish children away, you know?
Oy.
I love that of the two of us, he decided to insult your outfit. That makes me feel good.
Well, I don't... You got kind of this pirate thing going on.
I don't know what this is.
This is like a
do-rag. I learned this from...
It's not the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen you in.
Oh, really? You've seen me in worse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You've seen me as Up Chuck the Clown, haven't you?
Yeah. I've seen prostitutes in windows in Amsterdam with more dignity.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. There he is. That's why we booked him. That's why he got this gig, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to come on, he's going to yell at us, and that's
I'm just trying to get some laughs.
Matt's a guy who I saw probably one of your very first shows in comedy.
Yeah,
and extremely. Look how you've grown.
You've come a long way, my friend.
You're all grownsed up.
Tomorrow night, you can see Jeff Twoskin and I in Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase?
Yeah, it's all...
Yeah, and you just did the Boston Comedy Festival.
Yeah, Ben and I did that, actually.
Ben
didn't really talk about it. Yeah, it was very cool. We were in a showcase and a contest.
All right.
And we had both... He had a really good set. I had a goodish set that kind of tapered off at the end. I ended on nothing, but it started... I drew first. I drove all the way to Boston and pulled number one out of a cup, so...
Well, that shit
But
happens,
I'd but recommend it to anybody.
But here you're number, you were number four tonight, and you did a great job, everybody. Right. Where can people get a hold of you? On the internet, people listening?
MySpace.com/MattMcClowery.
Matt McClowery on
Google
MySpace?
It.
Matt, we'll have you back on the regular show to discuss the new Justice League movie. And
it looks really promising.
Cast as Superman.
Yeah.
You are a big-time dork, and that's what I like about
I'm
you.
I'm Bizarro Superman, yeah.
All right. Matt McClowery. Good job,
Matt.
Happy Kwanzaa to you, my friend. Happy Kwanzaa to Matt McClowery. All right. Well, folks, we're about halfway done with the Kwanzaa celebration. We hope you're all having fun so far. If you're listening at home, you're going to have to switch over to part two of the show and pick us up there. We've got a lot of great comedians that you're going to hear in part two, like our good friends Jeff Dwoskin is going to be up here, Adam Sokol, Crystal P. We might have some other special guests we're going to have to talk
to. More fun and giggles.
Some other friends of our show are here. Hopefully we can talk to them.
Friends of the show from around the globe are here.
Exactly.
Tonight.
So we'll talk to them. So join us on part two, everybody. We'll be back in 1 minute here live and on part two on your iPod. So stay tuned.